Page 5. Finding space for new developments. Changes to the way the government requires us to calculate future housing needs mean that we now have to build more than 8,000 new homes in Fareham by 2036. Many of these new homes will be built in Wellbourne and on brownfield sites in the town centre and elsewhere. However, these sites do not offer the full solution. Wellbourne, for example, has been considerably delayed following years of land ownership issues, so will not be able to deliver 6,000 homes by 2036. It will take longer than that. Brownfield sites ready for new homes. In the draft local plan, the council wants to encourage the redevelopment of brownfield sites which have become vacant, such as Fareham Magistrates Court. This area could provide new homes quickly. Similarly, the Civic Quarter, the area near the council's civic offices, could be used to provide around 100 homes with complementary retail or leisure space and a redeveloped Osborne Road multi-storey car park with approximately 600 car parking spaces. The civic gardens would be protected and pedestrian links between this area and West Street would be improved. In the longer term, the Market Quay car park site would be redeveloped to provide homes, retail and leisure facilities in the town centre. To enable this to happen, part of the surface car park would become a new multi-storey. This could provide around 100 new homes. Greenfield sites for future housing needs. The council recognises that not all of the additional homes can be accommodated on brownfield sites, so some greenfield sites need to be found. In fact, following a call for sites, the council was inundated with around 200 sites to consider. More than 10,000 houses were proposed on greenfield sites across the borough. We have narrowed this down to sites which could accommodate a total of 2,500 homes. However, this must be balanced with protecting the most important countryside and the character of our communities. Our preferred approach would enable us to protect the important gaps which exist between our major settlements, such as between Fareham, Stubbington and the Western Wards. Generally, our long-term strategy is to have fewer larger developments that should bring additional community benefits for our residents. We will work towards encouraging road improvements and creating more classroom spaces where needed. We will also work with the NHS to encourage the timely provision of improved access to healthcare. In the short term, we are looking to bring forward some smaller sites to help provide the homes that are needed more quickly. Space for industry and employment. The council also needs to create more space for businesses to start up and expand in Fareham to support the local economy. The draft local plan identifies land and buildings suitable for existing and expanding employment and business uses, which in turn will provide jobs, goods and services for the community. Most of the future need for employment, land and buildings could be provided on two strategic sites, Daedalus and Wellbourne. And there is a map of the Fareham Community Action Team area showing Wellbourne policy boundary, town centre proposals, housing proposals, employment proposals, the railway, roads and the M27.